Hi, this is Penn Jillette of Penn & Teller for Sweet Feathery Jesus.
And welcome to episode 22 of the SweetFeatheryJesus.com podcast. I'm Belasco, and we'll be doing another drug stories episode tonight. Plus, at the end of the show, a very special guest. Remember the Ed? The Ed is back, and we were able to record a little bit with him and get some stories from him. Not necessarily drug stories, but I think you'll find them remarkably entertaining. Now, I do have to give a little bit of an explanation. I don't really have a lot of drug stories, at least not in the same way that Booze and Dr. P have. But what you're going to hear on this episode is probably my drug story happening in real time. It'd been a long day at work, and to record the podcast, I decided to start drinking some whiskey. And over the course of the podcast, I didn't even think about the amount of whiskey I was drinking, nor the fact that I had not eaten anything all day. So you're going to hear me progressively turn into more of a blithering idiot. So here we go. I throw myself under the bus, and we listen to Dr. P and Booze tell some drug stories that they have. Hope you enjoy it, and stay tuned, because we're going to close the show. We have to close the show with the Ed. The Ed's just too good to not be a closer. So stay there. Hope you enjoy it. Well, Amy Winehouse croaked. She,
How dare you. That's some respect.
And there's it still seems that they're kind of dodging around the question of maybe it was an overdose, maybe it wasn't. But, I mean, come on.
Well, the results of the autopsy are not back.
Yeah. It would have to be somehow drug-related, one would think, yeah.
I think I saw a message today that said it may have had something to do with alcohol withdrawal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is what her family think. I mean, I must just say that we posted on Twitter from the SFJ account that we could probably rule out the ham sandwich.
Yeah.
But, yeah, her parents say that she was... I mean, that can happen, apparently. You can have seizures if you drink every day.
When I quit drinking, I actually researched what the fuck could happen when you go from drinking that much alcohol to none. And, yeah, I was reading that shit. I'll never forget going, fucking seizures. Are you kidding me? I'd rather...
Yeah, but the thing is, you've had to hold down a job. This is for, like, people who don't, you know.
Yeah.
So if you're not drinking during the day...
But...
Yeah, there's fucking no way you're showing up at your job every day.
No.
Wasted. I know you well enough to know you weren't doing that.
No, I didn't drink at work.
No, of course not.
No, I'm so just that, saying, that restricts you quite good. A lot.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. Yeah. She was indulged. Mm. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. The last video I saw of her, I think, was in like the Czech Republic, and she was
Serbia.
Serbia. And she was off her fucking nut.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I don't know what she could have been on. I mean, that is... How do you get in that state? I don't know.
Usually it's a combination.
She was only about 4'3" or something like that. She was a tiny, tiny woman, yeah.
Based on what I saw, I think it was probably... You know, you could probably get by if you don't combine things, but when you start combining, like, alcohol and barbiturates or alcohol and stimulants, that's...
You're going to forget shit, that's for sure.
Yeah, things could get a little fucked up.
Yeah, like the words to every single one of your songs.
Yeah.
I mean, even Elvis in the 70s was walking around on stage with a piece of paper so he could remember the lyrics. Yeah. Holy shit.
But it is, I mean, if you look at the whole thing, I know we've taken the piss out of it a little bit because we only get 140 characters to work with, but, you know, I mean, it is a sad thing because she was obviously a massive addict.
Yeah, and she had a lot of talent. I can't deny that.
Well, this is, I don't know, she did have it. She's a really good singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a beautiful voice.
But as for being, like, one of the, you know, the biggest artist of her generation or biggest talent, genius, whatever you call it, I can't go along with that. Yeah, when it comes to her, I think there's two problems I've got with her. One is the output. Obviously, she didn't, you know, there was basically two albums and a few other tracks. Okay. And the last thing she recorded was, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, for obvious reasons. But
hell, that hasn't stopped Eddie Vedder.
Oh, Christ almighty. I wish he'd died when he was 27, I'll tell you that. But
I got it. Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Yeah. But the other thing is that she sings, she does a really, really good impression of an American soul singer from, you know, the 60s.
Yeah, she does a really good Lena Horne, I got to say.
Yeah, which is not an original thing. And I know she wrote or co-wrote some of her own songs, but it's not, unless you, like, she was from Southgate, you know, which is just down the road from me. And apparently she was a nice Jewish girl from a, you know, not badly off family and stuff. So even the voice she spoke with in her interviews, to me, was a little bit not completely natural. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was a little bit of a put on as well. So
you think?
Yeah, I do. And her singing voice definitely was. So
her singing voice certainly was. But I wonder if she didn't. I don't know. You kind of become a monster, you know?
Well,
I'd like to think her voice was pretty legitimately.
Oh, it was brilliant. But if she was singing in a, you know, a London accent, then you'd be talking, I think. You know, you could say that she's a bit of an original, you know, took the soul singing, you know, the standard soul singing thing a bit further.
How would Hey, Boo, since you're in the country, how would you compare her to, say, an Adele?
Well, Adele is from Tottenham, and the place she is from is a lot more run down than Southgate. It's not very far in miles.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I don't particularly like Adele's stuff either, but she seems a bit more professional for starters.
Right.
Well, I saw a story saying, you know, if you didn't have Amy Winehouse, you wouldn't have Duffy. You know Duffy, you remember Duffy?
Yeah, I do.
And then Adele came along. But they also said Lady Gaga, and I can't... Why wouldn't you have Lady Gaga? Because that's basically Madonna, isn't it? And
yeah, that's strange, because, she basically is Madonna.
Yeah, so that's nothing to do with it. So all that's happened is Amy Winehouse has come along, and it's opened up... market is what it's done, you know.
Yeah. So and now, Amy Winehouse pulled in a lot of Ella Fitzgerald and those.
So now you can sell a British soul singer. That's what's happened. So for the record industry, it was a good thing. For a long time in this country, you know, when we have the Brit Awards, which is, you know, the British Grammys.
Okay.
Annie Lennox would win every year, whether she had a record out or not, because there was no one else. That's not, I'm not even joking. That's fucking true.
That's the best joke ever.
So it was needed, but it wasn't needed for artistic reasons. It was needed so the record industry could sell more records.
Sure.
And you look at iTunes at the moment, and they've got their tribute to Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse Remembered. And it's just about selling downloads. Of course it is.
Yeah,
I know she's not English, but just as an aside, and this probably won't even be in a podcast, is Emiliana Torini considered a big deal over there?
Never heard of her.
Okay, just curious.
Who is it?
I think she's Italian by birth.
Sounds it.
Yeah,
but
I'd put money on it.
Scottish.
She. I watched the British detective series Luther.
Oh, fuck it, man. What'd you do that for?
I kind of liked it. I got to say, it wasn't bad.
That is ridiculous, man.
Really?
Don't you think? I mean, a lot of people out there like it because it's so ridiculous.
She's got a song on that show that I found on Spotify called Gun. I really just dig the groove of. I mean, it's just a really cool groove. And she also did the closing song for the Lord of the Rings Two Towers movie, the Gollum song.
For what?
The Lord of the Rings movie, the Two Towers, the second one.
Never heard of it. What's it called again?
It's called Gollum's Song, goddammit.
Gollum.
But she also
Gollum.
has a She also has a song on the Sucker Punch soundtrack, which is a terrible movie. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Sucker Punch is awful. It's a terrible movie. And what I've seen of Zack Snyder, I kind of liked. You know, I liked 300. I liked a bit of Watchmen. Films.
What did you like?
Watchmen.
I like Watchmen. I like 300. But Sucker Punch was kind of.
Fascinating.
That's of me for liking Watchmen.
I did not like 300.
Sucker Punch.
It's too gay, isn't it? Jesus Christ.
Okay, I admit it is really fucking gay.
Man, I thought Watchmen was great.
We got a drunk Jeff tonight. This is awesome.
It was a fucking gay movie. I agree with you. It is 100% homoerotic gay.
And I love it.
But I do like it. I'll watch it whenever it's on.
I bet you will.
Because the Battle of Thermopylae, I thought was really fascinating. I've always liked military strategy.
Wait, the Battle of where?
Thermopylae.
Fascinating.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Okay. I was just saying, Emiliana Torini has a great cover of White Rabbit on the Sucker Punch soundtrack. Oh, and good. Now I'm done. Okay.
That
now,
doesn't need to be done, does it?
What?
No one needs to cover White Rabbit again.
It's a really good cover of White Rabbit. I like it a lot. I love White Rabbit. I love White Rabbit, the original version, but I really like kind of a vamped up version of White Rabbit on that soundtrack.
That's what the world was waiting for.
White Rabbit, drug stories. Let's we'll continue.
All right, so Amy, as I'm going to call her now.
Okay.
How long will it be before we find out that the tabloids were hacking her phones?
I think it's already been mentioned, hasn't it?
Well, it has been mentioned, but only on a blog. So it's got no real basis in you know, there's no real evidence for it. But it will happen, I'm sure. But
how bad is that going to be your country if it comes up that she was so distraught over phone hacking that she drank or drugged herself to death?
Well, she had people following her every time she left the house. So,
right.
You know, they knew where she were. They didn't have to hack her phone or anything like that. But they did hack her.
There's a chance they did, though, too.
Oh, they would have done. No doubt about it. I mean, what kind of precautions? She's not the kind of woman who would have changed her password from 1234, is she? You know what
no.
I mean?
Probably not, yeah.
She wouldn't even know that there was a password. And she would have never checked her fucking messages, that's for sure.
Of course not.
And she would have lost her phone every time she went out of the house.
Where's my phone?
Fuck it. Come on, no respect for the deceased. But, you know, there was that newspaper story, like you say, about she packed up drinking, right? Because I've heard several stories now. All the tabloids have gone with different ones, really. There was the one where she went to the doctors on Friday afternoon, the day before she died, and got a clean bill of health. Now,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that, I mean, that can, to an addict, be like, oh, well, fuck it.
Yeah.
It ain't done me no harm yet. Look at me. You know, I'm fighting fit.
Let's go all out.
Yeah. I've got a friend doing that exact fucking thing right now.
Right, yes. So it's party time. So she goes out, and another tabloid said that she went out and bought, you know, a cocktail of drugs, which included cannabis, booze, of course, ecstasy, and ketamine.
Nice.
Now, this is another thing, because ketamine is in the news over here at the moment as being, well, one paper said that it's taken over from cocaine. It's a recreational drug, which I don't believe for a second, but...
No. You'll never beat the king.
Have you had ketamine, Dr. P?
No.
Never had it? You probably have, because you used to take ecstasy, right?
Oh, yeah, a bunch.
Right. You know when ecstasy used to be just ecstasy? We're not old enough to have had the pure stuff.
Not but, pure MDMA. I mean, no. I don't think that's ever available, but it when, definitely when you used to, changed.
Yeah, you used to get it, and it was just, like, amazing euphoria. And then Nate added, like, all kinds
heroin
of crap to it.
And, yeah.
Yeah, apparently so. But the other one was, like, a real trippiness to it.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's yeah. ketamine.
Oh, yeah.
That one was of the first things Ron Bennington ever got busted for was horse tranquilizer, which I'm assuming was ketamine.
Yeah, well, I don't know of any other one.
Yeah.
Any other horse tranquilizer.
I'm not yeah, a vet, so, but I would bet that's it.
Yeah, so Dr.
Special
P, if you,
K, as it's called over
that's
here.
That's it. If you ever had one of those, an ecstasy tablet that you thought, fucking hell, this is a bit trippy, that's what it was. It was ketamine in it.
But, you know, there's so many things. You know, I used to take what was sold to me as Quaaludes. There's no fucking telling what we were taking, you know?
No, of course not.
We'll never know. I'll never no. know what I put into my body. Just oh,
but if you were
Quaaludes,
tripping your nuts off when you just thought you were eating, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And that's what ruined it for me because
oh, yeah.
I ecstasy, yeah, you know, at its finest. It's still my favorite drug. I love it. I'd do it now, you know, if I could, which I can't. So that's fantastic. But it ruined it, and it did ruin it. And
yeah,
I mean, there were times when, you know, it just made you stumble around, basically.
Oh, yeah. Like a zombie. Yeah. I mean, it the whole recipe, and I don't think that's just in the UK, the whole recipe seemed to change around... I don't know, the year 2000 or maybe a little.
No, it was a long time before that in the UK.
Yeah. I think it may have been a little before that.
I think the American rave scene was a little bit behind us, you know?
Probably
so, like, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm talking about 94, 95, okay. You know, around that sort of time.
That's possible. That's possible, yeah.
And I remember being at a club... And thinking, ah, oh, don't like this. This is a bit too trippy because I'd given up acid. But yeah, I just thought at that point, and that was 1993, and I thought, I'm not doing LSD anymore. That was horrible. So
I had the same moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then
it
started creeping into the ecstasy, which is horrible because you're expecting one thing and you're getting another.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And that's no good. So, yeah, I remember being at one club and, you know, one of the things, like, it's a psychedelic, isn't it? So, you know, people were hallucinating and shit like that. And I was in a chill-out room with two of my mates, Fat Bloke, one of them, and Scruffy Mark. Right? And that was their names.
Scruffy
and,
Mark.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, Scruffy Mark was a lovely fella, and Fat Bloke was a nice bloke as well, and he weren't all that fat, to be honest, but, you know. And Fat Bloke always went to, when we went, we used to go to these clubs, it was like 15, 16, 17 of us. Mm-hmm. And Fat Bloke was always with his girlfriend, and they were very much in love at the time. And he was nearly always with her, do you know what I mean? Standing together kind of thing.
Sure.
So we were in this, I won't call it a chill-out room, it was just playing less, you know, sort of techno-ish music than the other room. We're standing there, and I was standing next to him, and his girlfriend had gone off to get a drink or a bottle of water or whatever. And I could see Fat Bloke looking at Scruffy Mark in a weird way.
Uh-oh.
Right, yeah. And I knew, I could see, and he came towards him, and I knew what was going to happen. It was like a slow motion car crash, you know, when you want to shout out in a dream, but you can't get the words out of your mouth. I knew what was going to happen. He looked at him, and I knew that Fat Bloke thought Scruffy Mark was his girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he went in.
Oh, no.
For the cuddle and the kiss.
Oh.
Yeah, and I saw him go, and I and Scruffy Mark leapt back like a scalded cat. and Fat Bloke, you know, soon snapped out of it. He was like, fucking hell, I thought you were Kerry.
Oh, nice.
And it happened right in front of my eyes, and I thought, fuck me. You know, things ain't what they used to be, are they? Yeah. And also, I watched my mate Shane, who you might have heard of.
Yep. We like
Shane. Talked to this girl in a club, and he had a drink in his hand. He had like a bottle of beer. And he was talking to her, and all the time he was talking to her, I watched him, and he was trying to put this beer down on this little tiny ledge, right? Little tiny ledge, and it was like on the other side, it was like a metal, you know, like a you put your foot up on the gold rail at the bottom of a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? It was like that, but it was on a shelf. And he couldn't work out what he couldn't put it on because it would just drop off because it was only like a half an inch. Right? So it was like fucking hell. But he's talking to her. And I watched this happen for about 30 seconds. In the end, she took the drink off of him and put it down on the other side of the gold rail. Right? And behind it was a massive, great big stage for people to dance on. You know, you got about 60 foot of real estate back there. And he's trying to put it on the edge of this little thing.
That's awesome. Again,
it's the ketamine in the E. But yeah, but then after that, I mean, talking about Shane, ketamine became like a thing you would have on its own. And it's probably around about 98 or something like that. And he got right into it. And I could never stand it because it was too trippy.
Yeah.
But I would say it's
like... Yeah, that never made a big splash here to my in my school.
Yeah. But now it's supposed to be the biggest thing over here. So I'm guessing it will. You got your methamphetamine. Come on, you can't go wrong with that over there.
I'm really curious about ketamine because I've read so many things about it.
Well, it's the K-hole is the big, you know, the big thing about it. They talk about the K-hole.
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of, it's like an out-of-body experience, I guess, would be the way to look at it.
The things I've read have included, like, near instantaneous antidepressant use. Something that doesn't take 6 weeks.
Don't mix them with whiskey.
No.
It's something that's almost instantaneous would be awesome to just try.
Yeah, but I think that's bullshit, so don't worry about it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, of course. No.
I won't even consider it then.
It's a horse tranquilizer, for fuck's sake. So, I mean, ecstasy, if you want an instantaneous antidepressant, ecstasy.
Yeah, no shit. Work.
But
fucking smiling.
You'll probably regret it until you take it again.
Yes. Because
it will rip them endorphins out of your... Yeah. And your serotonin levels would be low, and that's the way it works. You know.
Okay. Well, you're not helping me avoid it, actually. It sounds good.
Well, ecstasy is something, I mean, it's an amazing drug. It's incredible.
It is beautiful. It is.
I've seen a geezer. Did you ever see this documentary where a bloke has got Parkinson's pretty severely? Used to be a gymnast. I can hardly walk. They give him ecstasy, and he's fucking leaping around like a good one. Pirouetting, arabesquing, all of it. Seriously, I'm not joking. That actually, nice. That's real. You know, Michael J. Fox, that's all he needs.
I wonder what Dr. Drew would have to say about that.
Well, you know, it's a trade-off, isn't it? Bang a couple of these and...
He's so anti-drug. How do you explain ecstasy making a crippled guy?
I got to say, you still aren't pushing me away from really being curious about ketamine.
Dude, ketamine sucks. We're talking about better.
Yeah, nah, ketamine's horrible, man. I didn't like it at all. Really? Well, here's the other thing. I'm going to get on to when I took well, it obviously weren't pure ketamine, but ketamine without anything else, which I can only say was a little bit like snorting a trip, you know?
Ow.
It was like that, which is better than taking a trip because it don't last nearly as long.
Right.
But it's slightly different in that instead of the whole time perception thing, it's like a distance perception is really, really noticeable.
Right.
Right. So at the start of the night, I was with Shane, obviously.
Yeah.
And he had some back at his house. So we'd been down the pub. And we went back to his. Now, he was living with a girl at the time who was the mother of his first son.
Mm-hmm.
And in the same way as the Mildred story, you know, from the other Drug Tales podcast, I didn't really think what I was walking into when I went back to his house. So we go back now, everything's quiet, and he gets the ketamine out, and we snort a big line of it. At which point, his girlfriend, stroke mother of his child, comes storming downstairs, telling him they've got a leak in the attic, and he said he was going to sort it out, and he sorted it out. And then she lays into me, and and we've just done a big bump of this ketamine.
Yeah.
And it's starting to come up. It's fucking horrible. So he goes, you know what, Lee, we go around to yours. Okay. So he rings a cab. And before the cab turns up, we have another big line of ketamine.
Oh, man. You did two bumps of ketamine.
So good, we're lines. In the back. Yeah. We're in the back. Yeah, you do them like, well, they were big. So we're in the back of this cab, and I'm, you know, feeling weird. I've never really felt exactly like this before.
Yeah.
And as we're going up to my house, there's a big accident that we go past. And the cab driver goes, blimey, I wonder what's happened there. And I hear these words coming out of my mouth. You know when you feel like you're watching something happen and you've got no control over it?
Right.
Oh, no.
I said, don't worry, my mum will know what happened there.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know why I said it. But they and Shane looked round at me and, like, with a quizzical on his face. I'm like, fuck? And I looked at him like, I don't know why I said that or what. Did I say it? Jesus Christ. What happened there? Anyway, it all went quiet for a little while.
I bet. How uncomfortable.
And then we get out to my house. And as we go get out of the car, Shane just jumps out and leaves me to pay.
Oh.
So I'm trying to pay the fella and trying to work out, you know, what kind of currency we have in England for the first time in my life. What's this? And as I'm getting out of the car, there's an umbrella under my arse that I'd never noticed previously. So then I have to go through, well, whose umbrella is this that I'm sitting on? Thinking it must be Shane's or something. I said, Shane, is this your umbrella? Then I have to go through it with the cab driver, and then I wouldn't let it go. I'm like, well, this must be someone's. And he goes, the cab driver's going, well, maybe it's the, I just had two girls in the back seat, maybe they left it. I'm going, but it weren't here when I got in, I'm pretty certain. But what?
It just appeared.
Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, we finally got upstairs to my living room, which weren't big. And all the time I'm talking to Shane, he's disappearing over the, like, the other side of the room. He's getting further and further away. Like, I don't know if you've seen the Jamiroquai video with the moving furniture.
Yeah.
You know? It's like that. It's like, Jesus Christ. So we're both leaning towards each other because we're both feeling this weird, you know, perspective change, like false perspective. So we're, in the end, we just sat on the floor next to each other because it was the only thing to do. You had to have actual contact with each other to know that you weren't slipping
yeah.
a mention or something. Ridiculous. Anyway, that was it. I didn't like that stuff.
Oh, God.
No shit, dude. Strong hallucinogens.
See, I'm fascinated by these types of stories. Because I've never done anything harder than weed, and it just fascinates me.
Yeah. But ketamine weren't like tripping, but it had those kind of, it was like tripping a little bit, you know? And it wears off, which is a nice thing, because tripping, that is the biggest problem with that, is you're stuck there for 12 hours. You know?
Yeah, if you're not liking the ride, fuck you, because you're on it.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, I remember one time back in the day.
Go for it.
I was, I had this buddy who was nicknamed the Dude, I'll call him. And actually, it was always kind of, I wanted to get him on SFJ, and it always frustrated me that the Dude, Mr. Elderman, changed his name to the Dude, because, yeah, I wondered if that might have been a deal breaker. But anyway, me and this guy were heading to Philadelphia to see a friend of mine who lived there. Need some anonymity here. I'm going to call him Johnny for the sake of the story. Well, I had a line on some really good weed, and they were just smoking shit up there in Philly. I met him and a lot of his coworkers when I'd gone up before, and they had the worst weed in the world. And they were pretty crazy about what I'd brought with me, but I didn't bring much, obviously. So, knowing I went up there a couple times a year, when they knew I was coming up the next time, everybody basically started putting in orders for weed. And it was over a quarter pound by the time me and the dude were heading up there and broken into 1 ounce baggies, you know, total felony, intent to distribute, all that bad shit. But I've been on many a road trip and tend to never get pulled over. I'm just lucky like that. So I decided to do it, and I wouldn't even make any money. That, I need to point that out, too. Just trafficking drugs out of the kindness of my heart.
That's right. So, that's the way it should be. Spreading the word.
Shit, yeah, yeah. Well, unfortunately, the law doesn't look at it that way. And that's a fucked up law, too. If I were buying jars and jars and jars of mustard, nobody would be saying, you're opening a restaurant. You know, that's the one thing. They just assume you're fucking sharing it if you have a lot, but... Anyway, the
somebody likes mustard.
Yeah, yeah. TBL's fridge, maybe, you know, he didn't get checked. But before that shit happened, I bought the friend I'm calling Johnny a statue of a little black guy holding a watermelon. I'd lucked across at a local flea market. It was a lawn ornament, I guess. Must have weighed 40 pounds. It was huge. It was the most racist thing I'd ever seen, dude. He's wearing overalls and a big grin and great big eyes and just holding a cut slice of watermelon. Little black boy looking up, smiling. And so anyway, my buddy Johnny just wasn't the type to buy himself something like that, so I brought it as a housewarming gift. He had just moved into an apartment in downtown Philly, which is... They say 80% black, but it feels much higher. But the thought of him having that thing in his house was worth the $25 and hauling it on our trip. So me and the dude get on the road and start smoking weed. And we probably weren't at the Virginia border before we bought beer. And smooth sailing whole trip. We get to the Jersey Turnpike and kind of get fucked up and lost trying to find our exit and our turn and everything. And damn if we didn't get blue lighted. We were going slower than traffic, but motherfuck. Got open beers, I'm shoving them under the seat and all our empties and everything and just getting everything tucked away. High as hell, too. We had just smoked up. And here he walks up to my side of the car, black state trooper. And he was very professional and courteous, and when he saw the IDs, he informed us that he was stationed at Fort Bragg when he was in U.S. Airborne. And, you know, I liked the guy, and honestly, I was more worried about him finding the black boy statue than the weed. he was just a good dude, and I was like, holy shit, he's treating me so well, and he's about to put handcuffs on me. And, oh, also, I had a couple Asian porn magazines for my buddy. He had yellow fever pretty bad. And plus, one of the girls' name was Polly Poon. So when I saw that at the store, I had to buy it. So was bringing that to him. And so
pretty much you're loaded down with contraband.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing illegal about Asian porn, but it just looks bad.
Or a little statue of a black kid with a watermelon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But, dude, he's just shining his light all around, and he sees the beer bottles had stashed.
That's a bit racist, isn't it? Bit racist, isn't it?
What?
Shining his light all around?
Yes, he had a flashlight. He was searching the vehicle. Not like a lawn jockey. And I knew he saw the beer bottles, and he asked if we'd been drinking tonight, and I said I had, and I knew it was an infraction of the law, officer, and, you know, acted all shucks like I was disappointed in myself. And then it was just the strangest thing. High as hell, me and the dude started acting like champs. I mean, just loud enough I knew the cop could hear me. I started apologizing to him, and he started getting on me about how I had to stop and get beer and all this, and the cops overhearing it, and he ran dude's license and came back and said, I want you to follow this exit ramp. At the end of the ramp is Burger King. I want you to pull into that Burger King and discard all beer bottles, empty or otherwise. I'm writing you a warning ticket for 70 and a 55 because of your honesty and candor. Drive safely and enjoy your stay in New Jersey.
Wow. And how about that?
Just like that, he was gone. And I was actually at one point fighting with my buddy because he was saying he would say it was his too. And I was like, bullshit, you fucking will. You'll have a felony possession with intent to goddamn distribute and interstate trafficking and all that shit, too. It can only go on one of us, dude. There's enough here for two of us to have a felony.
But here's the thing. What did he actually pull you over for in the first place?
He said speeding, but there's no fucking way. It was out-of-state tags, I think.
See, now, if you're the Rolling Stones back in the 70s blowing through town, if there ain't no... you know, reason to search, then that fucks everything out of the water, doesn't it?
Here's the thing. There is,
as long as you refuse to search.
Right. You can not give consent to search. However, open containers of alcohol is probable cause.
All right, but if he didn't see it in the first place, or he couldn't see it in the first place,
then yeah, he can't do shit. However, he saw the beer bottles.
The Stones lawyer would have got you off.
Well, I don't have him. No, you would have gotten in a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Might not have done time because I had a little bit of money at the time, but I would have been, yeah, I would have. Let's put it this way. I couldn't own firearms today. I'd be a fucking felon.
But there you go. I mean, that is like what we talked about in the last Drug Talk, Drug Stories podcast. It's almost as if there is something watching over you.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
You know. Just lifting you out of
home. Yeah. I've many times felt that way, but on that particular night, I mean, it was so surreal when he drove off. I halfway expected backup to come or something as we were pulling in Burger King. It's like, it can't be this easy. There's no way. And we were blazed. We were just so high and said everything perfectly. I mean, God damn, I still look back and can't believe we fucking got out of that. We shouldn't.
Wow.
Well, but luckily you did.
Not on account of him being a bad cop. He didn't fuck with us. He chose not to fuck with us and search the car and stuff.
Is that
but
the end
yeah,
of the...
Well, when we got pulled over, one of the things that I wanted to look at was what all he saw in the back seat, because there was just a pile. There was a mess back there. because I had tried to cover
Asian
up
the, poon.
Yeah, but no.
Racist paraphernalia.
It couldn't have been better. There were a couple ACC basketball magazines, and I mean, everything looked so good and clean cut. I mean, as far as what was visible. So, yeah, but under those fucking basketball magazines was Polly Poon. But thank God everything was just in the right order.
There
and
you go.
He just decided not to fuck with us.
So is that the story?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you very much.
I thought you had an airing of a grievance tonight.
Oh, fuck yeah. Thanks for...
Let's save it.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really tired and I need to... I need to turn in.
Tired, right. Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yes.
Tired and emotional.
It's been an emotional podcast.
No, I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of that at all. By the end of recording that, I was completely just... I could barely hold my head up and just had to end it. We'll get the airing of grievances next time. Now it's time for our interview that we had with the Ed. This happened before the segment you just heard, and unfortunately, this had nothing to do with the whiskey. My recording device crashed on me, and we lost about 10 minutes of the beginning of the conversation with the Ed, but he was basically telling the story of how he came across a young child. A young child was left in his care, and no one ever came back for it. Here's the ad on the SweetFeatheryJesus.com podcast.
Yep.
Have you named the baby yet?
Yeah, his name is Champ Ian Miller, because he's a champion.
There you go. Okay.
How'd you spell that?
Still call him the baby.
Yeah, I call him the baby because he's the baby. What, baby? Well, don't throw up on the donut, man. Huh? Hey, go grab me my pistol real quick. I got to check something out on it real quick.
Your pistol?
You got it.
Have the baby grab a pistol.
It's in his room. Hey, give me that pistol, man.
It's in his room. The pistol shouldn't be in the baby's room, Ed. I mean, I never give you a hard time for giving the baby Red Bull and all that, but
keeping a pistol protection when I need. Oh, here you go.
Hey, you, Ed.
Man. Yeah.
I gotta apologize because something happened with the recording and it just crashed on me. The gist of what you just told us was that you were out in Vegas, and some lady asked you to watch her baby. And
I was in Pittsburgh at
you
the time.
You were in Pittsburgh, and a lady asked you to watch the baby and never came back.
Yeah, her name was Sarah. She never came back. I even made plea. Listen to this. I went on the Damashek show in Pittsburgh because he had a show in Pittsburgh at the time.
A big one, yeah.
And I made a plea for her to come pick up her baby. And then people was calling in the radio show talking about, oh, you need to take the baby to the police station. Hey, turn the goddamn TV down, man. Jesus Christ. Don't hit me. No, don't point the gun at me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hold on. Let me get it, man. It only got... Oh, all right, I got it. There was only one bullet in it.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
But what happened was is the lady... Man, shut the fuck up, man. Jesus Christ, this kid. Listen, what happened is that people was calling into this Pittsburgh radio show talking about, oh, you should, man, turn the radio up, TV up again. I got to go in this other room in the house, man. He's chasing me.
It's ruined his life.
Get away! Put that. Oh! Stop! It ain't no ha ha. I'm gonna kick the dog shit out of you in a minute. I don't care if you can fight me. No, you ain't gonna leave.
Well, it's all ended happily ever after, though. That's a good thing.
You better not go to Utah. But listen. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
All right. Well, what happened is people was calling this show, talking about, oh, you need to call the police. You need to call. I said, why should I call the police? This baby ain't did nothing to nobody.
There you go.
They was like, well, take the baby to the hospital. I said, this baby ain't sick. What I take the baby to the hospital. I said, I'm the cousin. Little baby, we're not going to Utah today. We're going to Utah tomorrow.
I'm going to Utah now.
We can't go to Utah right now. We got to go to Dr. J's house in St. George, Utah. We're about to go over there for the weekend.
Dr. J's house?
Yeah, Dr. J lives in St. George, Utah. Yeah. We got to go to his house. We're about to
go. You got a lot of famous friends, Ed.
Nah, I don't got no famous friends.
You Dr. going to just J. Dr. J's house? That's a famous friend.
He don't play ball no more. He don't play ball no more.
What now?
Hold on, okay?
But still, it's Dr. J.
I know it's Dr. J. What, man, what?
I'm going to call this house.
We're going to go to Utah shortly, man. It's a goddamn drain on my battery, man. I'm telling you, this guy drives me nuts, man.
Man, what the fuck?
Your Twitter account is the Ed from Vegas.
I don't know.
And there, there's a picture there. Is that you?
No, that's no, that's a famous picture. That's Robert Johnson or somebody.
That's Nipsey Russell when he was there.
Yeah.
Nipsey Russell.
Huh?
That's Nipsey Russell?
Yeah.
The Ed never shows his real face.
No, no, no. No,
the reason why. You know what? I'm about to take that goddamn gold chain off around your neck and strangle you with it.
So, how old's the baby now, Ed?
Five.
He got to be between 5 and 6. I ain't measured him in a while.
So, when does he have his birthday?
I make him celebrate it on my birthday, on June 14th.
That makes sense. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know when his is, you know? So we just have a party together. We party like it's 1999.
Happy birthday, nice. Man, even though it's a little late.
Yeah, I had a party. Yeah, we had a lot of stuff going on, man.
And from what you said earlier, which unfortunately we lost in the recording, you said the birthday is one of the days that you drink.
Yeah.
One of 3 days.
One of the 3 days that I do it.
Yeah.
So what did you have that day?
Huh?
What did you drink that day?
Yeah, what's your favorite drink, Ed?
I had some Cavassier. Had me a 40-ounce of, what's it called? What's that called? Steel Reserve. Because, you know, Franklin, he got me on that now.
Surprise.
I also taste good. I drink some Royal Crown, some Sprite in it.
Royal Crown and, Sprite.
Sometimes I like Malibu and orange juice. That calms my nerves.
Oh, you mean basically that's like a screwdriver, right? You like a screwdriver every now and then?
No, Malibu. That's like
coconut. Well, yeah, it's coconut.
I don't know. Whatever they tell me, I drink it. You know? But that's what tasted pretty good. That stuff tasted pretty good to me, though.
I'm having a drink right now. You ever drink whiskey, Ed?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like whiskey?
Like what? Is that like, ooh, they got gorgeous MILFs uncensored. Hold on. Nude kinky girls love to get spanked. Naughty sorority sluts. Naughty amateurs. They got all
You're on the internet,
on
Ed.
You don't want the amateurs.
No, I'm on TV, my television.
You got to share these websites with us, Ed, because these sound really interesting.
No, it ain't no website.
TV.
This is what's on television.
Oh, wow.
Well, you might as well go on the internet.
Got to get ready for TV tonight.
Hell yeah.
Just put the baby down.
You ever drink gin?
Yeah, he don't watch that. Yeah, gin. Yeah, what's that gin called that made me throw up everywhere? I had a boxing.
Tanqueray.
Yeah, Tanqueray.
Yep.
Why did it make you sick?
I probably had too much. We had Tanqueray with water.
Ooh.
Taste it with water.
Yeah. You don't want that water.
This baby got his own iPhone, and he would be taking pictures and doing all kind of junk.
Wow.
The kid's got an own iPhone.
Yeah.
Wow.
He got an iPad. He got an iPhone. He got an iPod Touch. Where that iPod Touch at? You get out of the toilet? He dropped it. It don't work no more. Dropped it in the basket, in the toilet. He peed all over it.
Well, damn.
I've done vodka? About the same thing.
You got a vodka choice, Ed?
That Grey Goose?
Yeah, you can't
go wrong. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I drink that. I got about 9 bottles of that in the house right now.
Awesome. So what do you do for a living, Ed, for our listeners who don't know you?
I'm retired.
You're retired?
Yeah.
And what? So you don't ever come out of retirement for special jobs?
Well, once in a while, I go over to the bingo hall and I'll stamp hands once in a while, then somebody help them. tell me the number. So the people don't come. So some people will go and try to come out, and I say, now you got to have a hand stamp.
That's it.
People try to sneak by in the bingo hall?
Yeah, because they don't want to pay that $5 to get in.
That's right.
Wow.
But they have to bring their own big pens with them.
Bring their what?
The big pens for the bingo.
Oh, no, we sell those, man. Those are $2 a pot, man.
That's what I mean. You don't want them sneaking in with their own ones.
Oh, yeah, you can't. You got to use the Ed pen, man.
The Ed pen.
Yeah. Now, Ed, I don't own the company. I'm trying to start a company. Well, my wood flooring business. I've been doing that.
Oh.
But I only had 3 jobs doing wood flooring.
Huh? Are you doing that yourself, or are you hiring people to do it?
No, I did all that myself, man. I went over to Lowe's, man, and bought about 15 sheets of plywood. And I hooked these people up in their house, man. I give them the picture frame look.
All right, man.
Because what you do is you get the plywood off of what you call it. You get the plywood out Lowe's or Home Depot. They both do the same thing. Okay, well, you know, I get that, and then I get that Gorilla Glue. You see the Gorilla Glue, right? All right, and I get that, and I'll take a big piece of plywood, man, and put it right in the middle of that floor and put Gorilla Glue all on the bottom and throw it right on top of the carpet. The floor, them things, it installed just like that, man.
Are people happy with that work?
Well, the first people that I had that I took, they was out of town for 2 weeks. They gave me $5,000. Hey, shit. Their mouths. They gave me $5,000 to do all their wood floors in their house. It was a 3-bedroom house. I told me $5,000. Then I spent like $92 on plywood.
Something tells me they weren't too happy when they got home, man.
Oh, hang on, he spent 3 hours doing it.
They called us one bad message, so I never returned any of their calls. And next people, what, man?
I can't call it
right now. I'm on the phone. After I'm on the phone, hey, go do some push-ups, and I'll be right in there later. Listen. So them people, they kept calling and calling, blowing up my phone. Finally, I was like, hey, man, listen, I'm not going to take these people calls. They talk bad to me. So
there you go.
They sent me a certified letter, but I didn't take it. The second group of people, I went over there on one weekend and I did it. And I never heard from them either. I charged them $3,000 and I spent about $64 on plywood for their house. So it's a good money making thing. Yeah. And then the third people, I wanted to just see how much I could get out of somebody. I told them it was $10,000. Well, they jewed me down to $7,500.
Oh,
so I said, that's all right. You know, they got to jew me down. You know, I was all right with it. So I did theirs. And, man, that lady, I saw her at Kmart about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to get my attention. She was like, sir, hello, hello, hello. So I try to ignore him, man, because I don't want to hear him out.
She's probably pretty unhappy about her floors, the Ed.
I don't know why.
That sounds like a pretty good business.
The Ed flooring.
Did she know she was just getting plywood and Gorilla Glue?
Stuck on a carpet.
Listen, all I put on my ad is plywood. It's not plywood. I put wood flooring done at a reasonable price.
Okay.
And I put on the Craigslist. I had my ad on Craigslist, but they flag it now. It's gone.
Well, you didn't lie to them, right?
No, I ain't lying about nothing. I did what I said I was going to do. Hey, can you turn it down, please, sir? Please. Fucking cock-sucking motherfucker.
So, Ed, I'm...
Yeah.
I don't know anything about how old you are, but I'm assuming you're around in the 70s.
No.
No, I'm 58.
Oh, he was around in the 70s, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm thinking that you probably know a bunch of people or whatnot that used drugs regularly in the 70s. I mean, pretty much everybody was.
No, they smoked weed and all that.
Any you crazy people that, you had to deal with back in those days?
Well, yeah, there were people that did it all the time, man. We sold a lot of that stuff, you know? And then, you know, but the way I made a lot of my money is we robbed a lot of banks back then.
It was a golden age for robbing banks.
Oh, that was a good time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Back in those days, man, there wasn't all this high-tech nonsense going on now, but, you know. But, you know, and we robbed about 26 banks. But, I mean, that was a long time ago, though, man.
So you never got caught?
Huh? No, I even seen people getting busted. There was, like, people that got busted for, like, 7 of the jobs we pulled. And they went to jail for it. I was like, damn, they got the wrong goddamn people.
What's the statute of limitations on bank robbery?
No, we went in there and act like white people. We were acting like we was white. We were talking real nice and proper, but we scared the hell out of them with the guns and stuff.
Did you wear, like, face masks and just mask your face and pretend you were white? Okay.
Yeah, we paint our hands white. We get some paint and paint our hands white. So we do that. But then everything else would be, and we dress like white people with, like, you know, nice clothes and a button-up shirt.
White
and a collar and a tie. You know, like white people dress.
Put them off the scent. So,
yeah.
Huh?
Smart way to do it.
It's good stuff.
So we had.
Now, I've heard that it ain't armed robbery if the gun ain't loaded. Is that true?
I don't know. Ours is loaded. We wasn't taking no chances.
What's the biggest haul you pulled in?
I think like 382,000 one time.
Whew.
And what happened with that? Did you?
But that we had to split that three ways, though, man. That's
yeah. It don't go very far.
Yeah, but in the 70s, I bet it went a lot further than it would now.
Not after he bet on the football.
Yeah, we probably got. I would say probably 26 of them. We got 100,000 in every robbery. I know that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So I got to ask, Ed, with that and with the betting you did, since booze is actually in London right now, you ever bet on soccer?
No, I only bet on sports, man.
Nice.
It's a loaded question.
Oh, wow.
Soccer, listen, I'm going to tell you something about soccer, man. Soccer is the most stupidest thing ever, man, because it's a poor man's sport, man. All you need is a ball and a big-ass field. That's why so many countries play it. It's a piece of crap game, man. It's retarded.
Not only that,
these
Ed.
These guys go crazy for it. You can't
use your
hands. That's
why England used to be the best at it, and now, you know, all these third world countries are getting good at it because that's all you need is a ball.
England, maybe England's a third world country. I don't know, man. They always got.
Are we getting there?
That's where George Michael's from. Wham! Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me laying like a yo-yo. Don't wake me up before you go, go. And then Duran Duran, the reflex is a million times a man in a mansion. Girls on film, girls on film. But she had all them songs, man.
You know your British music, don't you?
Yeah, they had one guy, Jermaine Stewart. We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time.
No, yeah, that was a classic.
You heard that? That was a straight-up fag thing.
One-hit wonder.
Who's your favorite music artist, Ed?
I know.
My favorite music person?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber ain't bad,
Oh, come on. Justin Bieber ain't your damn favorite. I know better.
I like
Who is
Lady
it?
Gaga.
Thoughts of P.
I like Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Let's see. I would say I know Michael Jackson's way up there.
Yeah, Michael Jackson up there before he turned off faggy and stuff. Before he turned off white and gay.
White and gay. He pretty much did, didn't he?
By 84.
Yeah, James Brown was cool.
All right, I got to know.
Meet the Godfather.
If you had to choose between the two, who would you pick? James Brown or Marvin Gaye?
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye is awesome. If you had to choose between Marvin Gaye and Temptations, who would you choose?
Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye, all the way. Is Marvin Gaye pretty much at the top of the list?
Him and Michael Jackson.
Him and Michael Jackson. Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
You don't take any points off of him because of his name, his last name being Gay?
That's the only bad part about it. But see, I met him in Los Angeles back in 1973.
Uh huh.
And he was far from gay with all the women he had with him.
I bet. And that was even before sexual healing. I bet he was pulling them in.
Oh, yeah, he was pulling them in, man. He was pulling them in like he was a doctor, giving pap smears.
We know Marvin Gaye got shot by his own dad, didn't he?
Yeah,
and maybe you should tell your baby that.
Daddy got all jealous. His dad got jealous, man.
His dad was drinking at the time, wasn't he?
What?
His dad was drinking at the time, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't drink and play with guns, man.
Hell yeah, I agree. That's right. We got a drug show. That's one of the reasons why you shouldn't.
Ed, do you know what the last thing Marvin Gaye said to Marvin Gaye Jr. before he shot him? You know what he said?
Nope. Uh-uh.
This is the last 45 you'll ever hear.
Oh, that's in bad taste.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you remember that football player, Steve McNair, right? When he got shot?
Yeah.
You guys knew he was Jewish, right?
Knew what?
You knew that Steve McNair was Jewish.
Oh, God. I know where this one's going. Okay. Why was Steve McNair Jewish?
He got shot in the temple.
He did indeed.
So, Ed, when does your show start?
In about 6 minutes, isn't it?
About 6 minutes. I got to do my show. Yeah, I got to talk for another hour. I'm thinking about buying my own radio station.
Yeah, that's what you should do. There's good money in it. So
hell yeah, I would listen to Ed Radio all day.
Yeah, you better believe it. Joke all you want to, but Ed Radio would be a hit.
It'd be great. You just strap on a headset and, you know.
I want to go. We're talking about doing an Edison and do 12 straight hours.
That's rough.
We was gonna have people pledge money, and I was gonna do 12 hours. And then if I got enough money, I was gonna buy me a new TV.
I was gonna say, what's the cause? But yeah, that sounds good.
Get Ed a new TV.
Live Ed.
Baby's going crazy, man. All right, fellas, I gotta go, man, because this baby driving me crazy, and I gotta go put on my makeup for the show.
All right, well, thanks for being on, Ed.
Yeah, nice.
Ed, thank you so much. We love you very much.
Don't let them talk bad about you.
Come back on soon.
Yeah, y'all be talking about you love me. You no fag, man.
You know better than to say no that, Blasco.
Sorry, man. Yeah. But you're one of our favorite guests, and we really appreciate it.
Hey, do you know what you call two black police officers on motorcycles?
What?
Chocolate chips.
Oh, God.
And that's going to do it for this episode of the SweetFeatheryJesus.com podcast. I'd like to thank my co-host, Booze, who keeps the Sweet Feathery Jesus Twitter account rolling. That's sfj.com, sfjdotcom. And Dr. P as well. You can follow him on Twitter at BeTheCatfish. Also want to thank the Ed for showing up. You can learn more about the Ed, listen to his show, and just find out everything he's involved with at theedsuperdeluxewebsite.com. Look him up there. You'll find links to his shows, how to get in touch with him on Twitter, his Facebook, and the Ed is the delight. We love having the Ed on. We appreciate you listening this time. If you want to get in contact with me, Belasco, the email address is belasco@sweetfeatheryjesus.com. I also want to invite you to visit sweetfeatheryjesus.com, where we have previous episodes of the podcast. You can get to our Twitter, our Facebook, and find lots of funny stuff from the sweetfeatheryjesus.com members on our message boards. Come and hang out with us. We'd love to have you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next time.